Hello everyone, this is John Nicol here from PDSForums.com and UOWForums.com. I'm just going to give a quick rundown of last night's Impact show, giving my thoughts along the way. I'm going to start with the opening segment. Eric Bischoff walks into the ring with Immortal. Now, Immortal looks incredibly weak. At the moment, it's just the Hardys, Terry, Gunnar, Murphy and Jeff Jarrett. TNA need to add people to this faction because at the moment, it looks incredibly weak when they're opposing people like Beer Money, AJ Styles, Anderson, Kurt Angle. Eric Bischoff then said that Terry, Gunnar and Murphy, in which was the line of the night definitely, they went toe-to-toe with Beer Money and Scott Steiner, saying that they are the better athletes. That is a lie right there. Back to the backstage area where Ric Flair was shown walking to the ring. Now, at Against All Odds, Mike Tenay said Flair would be on Impact. Why is Bischoff then in the ring saying that he's going to give Ric Flair until next week to come out? In my opinion, that's just another case of Ric Flair and Eric Bischoff not telling each other what has been said to other people, what the announcers are going to say, and what they're going to say in the ring. It's just a lack of getting together and communicating. It's a lack of communication is what this is. Anyway, Flair came out, made a few ex-wife jokes, and told Bischoff that Flair said, well, he told Bischoff that everyone grows up on Ric Flair. That was his exact wording. And no one tells him what to do, how to do it, and where to do it. Flair congratulated Jeff and said he and the Hardys were tight. This wasn't a great promo by Flair because he wasn't really making that much sense, as you can just tell. I've read out word by word what he said. He then said, has everybody forgotten that I'm a wrestling god? That was a great line right there because the fans just started clapping. I thought that was awesome. He then said he's going to bring the family together, or he could separate the family. That was interesting because we're still not knowing whether he's a heel or a face. We'll find out later, but at that moment, we don't know. Flair then left the ring on his own while Bischoff huddled up with Immortal. It's an alright opening segment. Too much of Ric Flair talking because he wasn't actually making a lot of sense. I don't know whether it's because I'm from England and I don't know those terms, or he wasn't making sense. We saw a lot of Karen Jarrett and Jeff Jarrett segments backstage where they were either in the swimming pool or they were just hanging out talking about the March 3rd Impact. I thought they were interesting segments considering Jeff Jarrett didn't appear on this show. Backstage there was a needless brawl occurring. I don't understand why people have got to fight all the time. I don't understand why TNA need to have this sense of there's something going on at every moment. This is crazy. When you're watching the show, it comes over as it's incredibly off-putting when there's people running around, jumping, and you cannot tell what's going on. The security ran in. About 10 million security guards ran in, split them up, and you could not see who was who. It was just a bunch of guys wearing black t-shirts and black trousers. You know, they should be getting ready to fight in their matches, not going around fighting backstage. The first match of the night, and I'll just make a little side comment here, and that is last night I said on this very show that if you're a wrestling fan, you should watch this show because they've got a good lineup of matches here, such as Hernandez versus Douglas Williams. Now, that turns out to be a lie because on this show there was hardly any wrestling until the main event. Hernandez versus Doug Williams lasted a few minutes, and it ended with a dangerous border toss, and Hernandez won. One interesting thing about this match is that the focus seemed to be on the beautiful people versus Sarita. And Sarita has now formed a group with Hernandez and her cousin, cousin, Rosita. I thought that's a bit interesting because at the pay-per-view or last week, I can't remember which show, because we just get thrown a ton of information and we can't hardly take any of it in. But at one of the previous shows, Hernandez said that the Mexican people are taking over. You know, it's interesting to see they've got a group, but I don't think many people like the idea of Sarita, Rosita, and Hernandez. You know, oh well. Bischoff was then backstage talking to the network, which reminded me of SmackDown in 2005 with that Paul McCannon guy. He's trying to change their mind, basically, saying, are you sure this is a good idea? The network then says that it's all about the ratings, and Bischoff calls them an SOB. Pope was in the ring with a pig. He made a reference to Jesus, along with other famous figures. I didn't take down all the names of the people he referenced, but one of them was Jesus. I can't remember the others. It was a horrible segment, basically. The crowd chanted boring, and I thought the same. Joe then came out and got Okada, I've still no idea what his name is, to make sure that Pope stays in the ring, which is never a good thing. What is wrong with this show? Why are two faces trying to keep a heel in the ring? Surely it should be the other way around. Surely it should be two heels outside the ring and a face inside the ring. Sure, the heel might run away, but with two heels, with two faces on the outside, that means it's two faces to one heel. And that's obviously not a good combination, in the sense that you're going to see the heel get beaten up, and that should be either a pay-per-view or at the culmination of a storyline, not just on a normal Impact. They seem to have this problem with the Bubba Ray versus Bubba versus what's his name, Brother Devon feud. Why is it 3-on? Why? After the commercial break, Robbie, Ian, Cookie were in the ring moaning about TNA management. Yeah, it's a good idea. Everyone should moan about TNA management. Tracy was then shown backstage kissing Kaz, as Mike Tenay weirdly said, that's just one of his girlfriends, and then went on to say that's his wife. I have no idea what's going on. This was a good match for Kaz and Robbie E. I mean, set the stage for a pay-per-view match again, which I think that's a great idea. I think it's going to be Kaz and Tracy versus Cookie and Robbie. That's where they're building to. And this match ended when Cookie, who was barred from ringside, entered the ring and smacked Kaz with her handbag. I'm just going to ignore it. Anyway, moving on. Ric Flair iced Fortune backstage in a pointless but fun segment. I thought that was kind of funny, but it, pointless in the overview. Next match, AJ Styles versus Matt Hardy. It was an alright match, but nothing too special. There seemed to be a running theme on this show of small matches with hardly any wrestling in it. That's kind of annoying when you look at the card, because the card looks like an amazing show. It looks almost like a pay-per-view, in the sense that you've got Hernandez versus Doug, Kaz versus Robbie E, AJ versus Matt, and RVD versus Jeff. And the matches were so small, it's ridiculous. Anyway, the end of this match occurred when Styles was on the ropes and Flair pushed him off, turning heel. He then celebrated with Hardy, who had just pinned Styles and won. Fortune then ran down and Flair ran off. This is interesting because later on, they announced that it'll be AJ Styles versus Ric Flair next week. That's going to be an alright match. Hopefully it's a passing the torch type match. And it'll be interesting to see, if Flair does pass the torch. Backstage, Anderson wanted to speak to Bischoff. He said that he should get the title shot instead of RVD. I agree 100%, and it's ridiculous that TNA would point out something like this. Anderson screamed asshole over and over again, because Bischoff said the network doesn't like his swearing. Why? What is this? The network don't like Anderson's swearing, so they've basically gone against Anderson's contract and they're not going to give him a title shot. That's ridiculous. Anderson hit Bischoff with the mic check. I was just sat there thinking, right, okay, something needs to be done. There needs to be a follow through with this Anderson hitting the mic check on Bischoff. Bischoff either needs to take away Anderson's title shot or suspend him. We had a Divas tag bout next. Rita pinned Velvet. I honestly don't care. It's a boring feud. Basically burying Velvet. She cuts a promo. And then she agrees to put her career on the line in a match with Sarita. What? Why would you do that if you've previously lost 1,000 bouts in a row? What's going to change things next week? It just doesn't make sense. Backstage, Steiner said Terry wants a pose down. Ugh. Why are they going in this direction with the two? Back out on the Back out on the stage, Taz and Tanay discuss Bully Ray. Tanay wouldn't get to the point, and he was kind of mumbling and, you know, muttering, so Taz said it for him. I don't understand why Tanay is scared of saying that Bully Ray is a dick. Ray then came down, and Taz told him to walk away, but Ray smacked Tanay. Tanay did the face of the year as Taz waved him off. It was an hilarious segment. I definitely recommend watching just to see the facial expressions of Mike Tanay, who is awesome at facial expressions, by the way. Then the main event of the evening, oh, by the way, I'm quickly forgetting to mention something, that is that Jeff Jarrett and Karen went out for a dinner and Kurt Angle interrupted it and basically scared them off. Nothing too, you know, they didn't actually touch or anything. They didn't actually fight. They didn't brawl, which is interesting, actually. Anyway, RVD versus Jeff. It was a great match, and it completely saved this show for me. Anderson dropped RVD with a mic check, and you know, that's probably because he's an arsehole and he's pissed because RVD got his shot. Anderson left the ring in what was an intriguing way to end Impact, I thought. You know, maybe he's going heel, but this won't make any sense because Jeff pinned him and he was the champion just a week ago. So, you know, it's an intriguing way to end Impact. They're teasing that he's going to go heel, but I think it's the reason is because he's pissed at RVD because he got the shot. But overall, not much wrestling on this show, but it was an alright show. A lot of baffling moments and a few nonsensical angles. I'm not complaining. It was an alright show. Not as bad. I don't think it was as bad as Brian Alvarez thought it was. And he quoted, and here's a quote. He said it's the worst show ever. I don't think it's that bad, but it you know, wasn't the best. I mean, TNA need to try and make more sense with their storylines. They need to sit backstage at me, you know, and have a meeting and say, right, let's look at each individual storyline and try to get to the end of this, and then they can plan it and plan and plan. It just seems like they're improvising and not planning. Anyway, that's it for the Impact review. I'll be back later tonight with the SmackDown review. I watched SmackDown before. It's actually on the television, so I'll be able to review it later. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you all in a little while.